Welcome to the dsmith.org podcast for March 26, 2006. Strange Happenings. I'm Doug Smith. The audio quality may be a little bit different than my normal recording because I don't have my recording set up here. I'm sitting in a hotel room in Woburn, Massachusetts, getting ready to teach some courses for the IEEE. And I'm using the little microphone on my iBook, so it probably sounds a little bit different, and that's the reason why. I want to share with you some of the strange happenings I've been observing over the last year or so in my work. In a general kind of a way, obviously I can't give out specifics of designs, but there have been some general trends I've noticed causing interesting problems, and that I would share them with you. One thing that's becoming more of a problem are cell phones. I'm sure many of you have heard the buzz that some cell phones cause in audio equipment, such as telephones and computer sound cards and so forth, and I've certainly seen that. But this year is the first year I've actually seen a cell phone caused the failure of a digital device. And it was a small portable device, and if you put it on the table next to a cell phone and the cell phone rang or otherwise came alive, it would cause the small portable device to appear to be dead. For all practical purposes, it was. And it was essentially a hardware failure. I've never seen that before, first time. I think we're going to see more of that, though, as things get more complex. Little MP3 players, all kinds of little portable gadgets coming along. I think we're going to see more interaction with things like cell phones as time goes on. But maybe the real thing that has caused most of these strange things has been some form or another of electrostatic discharge. And usually has nothing to do with the kind of compliance testing that we do with the IEC 61004-2 waveform, but rather something totally different and often unexpected. I've seen a big increase over the years in ESD effects in semiconductor fab facilities. Sometimes in the clean room, where you're limited to the kind of materials you can use to reduce electrostatic charge, or even outside of the clean room, elsewhere in the fab. And one of the problems I worked on many years ago, and have continued to find this to be the case, is charged wafers discharging to the handling equipment, causing the handling equipment to have a problem. I've seen that many times, and the nature of that discharge is quite different than what we normally think of with ESD, and has caused lots of interesting problems. Another interesting form of ESD that I've encountered is on conveyor belts, the kind of belts made of lines of rollers like you see at the airport, at security checkpoint, except in factories and warehouses they can be much longer than that, hundreds of feet, even longer. And you can get strange discharges between the moving pieces on the conveyor belt, for instance, between the roller and the shaft, and between the shaft and the side rail. And some of these can be pretty intense and cause disruption of all kinds of nearby equipment, such as the controlling equipment of the conveyor, computer equipment nearby, potentially even materials in the boxes passing over if they're powered up and operational inside the box. They can lock up or do something similar. So this has been very interesting, maybe one of the more unusual events that I've seen. And of course, one of my favorites, the jingling change problem. Small ESD events between small pieces of metal like coins in a pocket have caused all kinds of trouble over the years, and it seems to be getting more as we go on. These are sub-nanosecond pulses with tens of picoseconds rise time, which would indicate a low voltage event. And up until maybe 10 years ago, there was nothing that could respond to that. But even now, we have even consumer equipment, PCs, can respond to this kind of things under the right conditions. So it's showing up more and more. And that's one of my favorite forms of ESD that's caused all kinds of problems. And all of these kind of problems I'm talking about here are of the nature where if you're the engineer or the employee worrying about it, it's an annoyance. It's something that diverts you from your normal past. Of course, now that I'm on the consulting side of the business, I don't mind it so much as I used to, because now I call it income enhancement. It just seems to get better and better. Some interesting stuff has happened with farm machines of late. And imagine this. You've got this huge piece of farm machinery made out of metal members that have been painted beforehand, so they're not necessarily all connected to each other. And now you've got this plow dragging in the soil, in the dry soil, generating horrendous static charges, which cause then induced sparks between pieces of this machinery that are separated by the paint because they're not making contact. And that travels through the frame of the machine into the electronics and causes very interesting things to happen. again, this is a very unusual kind of a thing, but has been a problem. If you've run across any of these unusual events that are causing design issues that you haven't seen before, let me know at doug@dsmith.org. I'd be interested in hearing what you run up against. And also, feel free to send suggestions for topics or improvements to doug@dsmith.org also. Thank you for listening.